and they will see exactly what friends.
We have lots of friends this morning.
That's right. It's Memorial Day weekend. People are ready to go. It's time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday morning show, where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables. We get to know them a little bit better. I'm super excited about this.
I hope this is right.
Because today we get to meet Natalie Corcoran from Ari. Natalie, are you there?
Yes.
Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
So, have you had your breakfast?
My family is in a big hustle this morning, so we're still trying to figure it out, but I know what it is.
What is it?
I'm going to have an egg and toast.
How are you going to eat your egg?
Yeah.
Like every normal person does.
With a fork, probably? No, I mean, how do you like your egg? Is it going to be...
Oh, okay. I usually like it without a very runny yolk.
Okay.
Okay. Over easy, maybe?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. And will you... put the egg on the toast and then eat it like an open-faced sandwich?
No, I usually like them separate.
Okay.
Will you eat the egg in a systematic way? Will you eat all the white before you get to the yolk, or it doesn't make a difference to you, Natalie?
Doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, no kidding. So, Natalie, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us what school you go to, first of all.
I go to Apple Blossom Nature School. And we just had our celebration, so now officially I'm in second grade.
Oh, nice. So have you been on for phenology before? Do you guys do phenology?
Yes, my school does the phenology report, and I bet I was, we really like doing it. It's a lot of fun, and... my school is pretty much nature school, so we know a lot about phenology.
I bet you know more than your parents about nature now.
Yeah, my moms don't really know too much about it.
So if you're in first grade, are you...
Second grade.
Are you seven or what? Six?
I'm seven.
You're seven. And do you like the school?
I really like it. Of course, one of my mom's best friends is the teacher.
Okay.
And I already know all of the kids there, except for a few.
How many kids?
13.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
We've got a pretty small class. It's just easier for the teacher to handle all of us if we're smaller.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Of course. So what have you seen in nature lately?
My friend Kelly, who's from my school, trapped a skunk.
Oh, my. Whoa. That's dangerous, isn't it?
Not really.
Yeah, I suppose. I was thinking smell-wise that we'd get mad at you.
Trapped it outside.
Okay.
Yeah, but they still could do their thing. I mean, they still could spray if inside or out. Did you get to see the skunk?
No, she just put it on the phenology report, but yeah, that's it.
Now, Heidi, just because she's seven, we didn't ask you what kind of beverage you have. Oh, you're not having coffee, are you?
No.
What are you going to have? Water?
Probably.
So you said that you're in a hustle, you said, this morning.
The reason is today we're going to New Jersey to spend a week there with my 93-year-old great-grandma and my half-sister's five siblings and their stepmom and my sister's dad and grandma.
That is hard to figure out.
Wow.
That's pretty good that you could even say that.
It's kind of easy because I know my family very well.
Well, so, that's good.
Yeah, how's Grams doing? She doing good?
My great-grandma?
Yeah.
Yeah, my great-grandma's doing pretty good. She doesn't feel comfortable with a ton of people in her house because, she's old, but she can't, if somebody bumps her, she could really hurt herself, so she doesn't like many people in the house.
Right. Okay. So have you been to New Jersey before?
Yes, once, to see my grandma. And this is the first time we've taken my sister Sarah. And I'm really happy about it.
Sure, so, you got a companion.
Yeah, how is Ari different than New Jersey?
Well, New Jersey is more of a city.
Okay.
I think, well, right now we're living pretty much, it's not like an average neighborhood, what do I say? Well, we have a gigantic field and woods that we like to take walks in, and we have a lot of nature around my house, so pretty much it takes up a lot of our property.
I bet you see a lot of deer in the field, huh?
Oh, yeah.
We're talking to Natalie Corcoran. She's from Ari, Minnesota. She's going to be in second grade next year at Apple Blossom Nature School. So are you driving, flying?
We're going to fly.
Okay. What will you do on the plane to kind of pass the time?
Well, we usually like to pack carry-ons that have, like, have you ever heard of Mad Libs?
Yes, I used to love Mad Libs.
We put, like, few Mad Libs in, and then we have books, and we also, our mom tells us that we have to journal about the trip, so we bring a little notebook, and she says, just say what you did and do what you say.
Now, why are Mad Libs so fun?
Well, define what a Mad Lib is.
Well, it's just a Mad Lib is basically it's got action words and it's got adjectives, nouns, and like
circle or something.
A liquid, or like one thing was here. Let me just.
Will you grab it?
I have a Mad Lib.
Okay,
right.
Good. So I'm going to try to explain it better to John because he hasn't done these. So it's like a story that's missing essential details, right? And so before you know what's going on.
Oh, here, let me find a really funny one.
Okay, so she's going to be asking you like for a liquid and you're going to tell her, or a adverb and you're going to tell her.
She's going to be asking us.
And then she's going to read the story when we're done. We don't know what the story's about, and it's hilarious.
Do you want me to just read one? That we are already dead. This is called bullfighting.
Sure, sounds well. Let's do like the first word. Let me make John do the first word and then read what you guys came up with. The first thing you should fill in.
Ready? I need an adjective.
John, do you need help with knowing what an adjective?
Define something like bright. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Now you can.
I need a place.
Field.
Okay. Person? I mean, not person. Why did I say person? Noun.
Box.
Okay.
Okay.
A field and a box.
Silly word.
Stinky.
Okay. Article of clothing.
Bibs.
Okay.
This is going to be good.
Same article of clothing.
Say that again? Same?
Same article of clothing.
Help me, Heidi.
I don't know.
I don't
bibs?
Know what that means.
Did you just say the same thing?
Yeah, same thing. Two pair of bibs?
Say the same thing.
Okay, bibs.
Bibs.
Okay. And adjective?
Cloudy.
Okay.
I'm going to say blustery.
Adjective.
Good. Blustery.
Okay. Part of the body.
Hamstring.
Okay.
See?
Silly word.
Oink.
Okay. plural noun.
A what?
Plural
noun.
Plural noun, yeah. Apples.
Okay, apples. Exclamation.
Zoinks.
Adjective.
Voluptuous.
Okay. And now plural noun.
Chickens.
Okay. Do you want to hear what we wrote?
Yeah.
Well, no. We don't have time. Hear what we wrote. What we just did.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Let's check. I can't remember all that. All right.
Oh, you can do the one you wrote then.
All right. Bullfighting. Bullfighting is a silly sport, which is very popular in Asia. A bullfighter is called a matador, and his equipment consists of a long, sharp Sawyer. And a Sawyer is my brother's name.
Uh-huh.
Called a Uber Brain. And a bright red T-shirt. He waves his T-shirt at the bull, which makes the bull disgusting and causes him to charge. The matador then goes through a series of sad maneuvers to avoid getting caught on the bull's butt. If the matador kills the bull, the specters yell, "Ookie badookie," and throw their shoes into the ring. If the bull wins, they yell, "Hey," and call for another matador. Bullfighting is a very fluffy sport, but it will never be popular in America because Americans don't believe in cruelty to horses.
That's good. Now,
see,
listen,
do you get it?
I get it, but here now. You did not write down our examples when we told them to you?
Huh?
When you asked us questions and we told you silly things like field and stinky, did you write them down?
Well, they're...
Okay. It's okay.
These things are already written down, so right, I can't write more things.
Okay, but I would really, really, really like you to put this together for us. And Heidi, they could go online and she could find
She's
out...
She's going to New Jersey, John.
I know, but it's still there. I want to know what our story was about. So that's something she could do. So you could go online at kaxe.org, all right? And then you can hear your interview.
Oh.
And then I want you to put this story together because it's going to be a very important story, at least for me. Could you do that for me, Natalie?
You know, John could actually do this by listening and putting it together, too.
But I don't have the book in front of me. I don't know what the sequence is.
No, you just
is.
Would write down what she told us. Oh. I think maybe we should give it to John instead of you, Natalie.
Okay, Natalie.
Okay, that was super fun.
I have high expectations, Natalie. I want to know what that story is, especially voluptuous in a field.
Okay.
You get Homestead Mills, Natalie, is our sponsor. You get country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes delivered to Ari in a cream-colored linen bag. What do you want?
I'll have the pancakes.
The pancakes are in the mail. Have a fun time in New Jersey. Don't forget your homework.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Natalie.
All right, bye.
Good to meet you. Strutting back in style. Yes, we'll be fine.